You're listening to CHSR 97.9 FM. Welcome to This Week in Fredericton, the show that takes a deep dive into the latest news from your community. In this week's episode, we explore the situation surrounding the old Militia Arms store at 11 Carlton Street. We'll learn the history of the building, dig into a report presented to City Council, and speak to a group that hopes the building can still be saved. The City of Fredericton will not seek to take on the property at 11 Carlton Street. The property contains the old Militia Arms store, first built in 1832, and has been the topic of much debate since it was damaged in a fire in 2024. The property is currently federally owned by the Department of National Defense, DND. A staff report presented to Fredericton City Council states that DND advised the city that it intends to demolish the Militia Arms Store building. In a statement emailed to CHSR, DND said, "We can confirm that no decision has been made on the future of the building as of right now. Further information will be shared when it is available. With the building's future uncertain, local heritage leaders are hoping that no matter what happens, the building can be saved." According to Parks Canada's Directory of Federal Heritage Designations, the Militia Arms Store is part of the Fredericton Military Compound National Historic Site of Canada. The compound was established in 1784 as a British military garrison and at one point included over 50 buildings. Many of these buildings were destroyed in a fire in 1825. The British garrison occupied the Fredericton Military Compound until 1869, when the new Dominion of Canada assumed responsibility for defense. Only four buildings remain from the original British garrison, of which the Militia Arms Store is one. The buildings are representative of early 19th century British military architecture. According to Parks Canada's directory, key elements that contribute to the heritage character of the old Militia Arms Store include its rectangular wooden two-story massing, and its steep roof, balanced facade, and inset chimneys that speak to the Georgian style. The decision not to seek to take on the Militia Arms Store property came at Fredericton City Council's August 10 meeting. In a July 27 Council in Committee session, councillors considered an administrative report from the city's chief administrative officer on the topic. At the August 10 meeting, a report of the Council in Committee meeting was presented. The report notes the building has remained vacant and has continued to deteriorate since it was damaged in the 2024 fire. It states that this is inappropriate given public safety concerns and the building's critical location in one of the most visited parts of Fredericton. The report says that after significant months of deliberation, DND has recently advised the city that it intends to proceed with the demolition of the building. In discussions with city officials, DND said the federal divestment process for the property could be initiated if the city was interested in assuming the legal, financial, operational, and long-term responsibilities associated with the property. The report states that the city has not identified a municipal purpose or funding source that would support the acquisition, restoration, or long-term management of the property. It also states that the federal divestment process would not guarantee the city the property, as it involves multiple stages and consideration from other eligible parties, therefore requiring the city to commit time and resources to something with an uncertain outcome. According to the report, DND says that it will work with local heritage leaders during the demolition process to salvage relevant items and co-develop an appropriate manner to commemorate the site. Here we will again note that in an email to CHSR, DND said it has made no decision on the future of the building as of yet and will share more information when it becomes available. Jeremy Mowat is the president of the Fredericton Heritage Trust, a volunteer-driven nonprofit organization founded in 1972. It's dedicated to preserving, protecting, and promoting the natural, historical, and architectural heritage of the Capital Region of New Brunswick. Through advocacy, education, and engagement, the nonprofit seeks to conserve historic buildings, cultural landscapes, and community landmarks. One such historic building the Fredericton Heritage Trust seeks to preserve is the Militia Arms Store.
My name is Jeremy Mowat. I'm president of the Fredericton Heritage Trust. in the Fredericton Heritage Trust is concerned about the built heritage of the city of Fredericton and making sure that it's preserved, saved, that it's still there for later generations. So we're concerned about the fate of the Militia Arms Store that's 11 Carlton Street.
How did you first get involved with this group?
Well, it was a funny story. I will not go on at length, but I was in the archives. Look, I just bought the house I live in. It's an old house, and I wanted to find out a bit about its history. So I was in the archives, the provincial archives, digging around, and this guy sidled up to me and said, "Hey, see you're interested in heritage, old buildings. Want to come to a meeting?" So I went to this meeting, and I don't know, within a while, I became first vice president and then president of the organization. But it's more what we do that I'm more concerned with, I guess, and what we're able to save. And when we see saved buildings, I think everyone goes, "Oh yeah, that looks great." Like Lamont House, right downtown beside the lighthouse. It's just been fixed up and just they did a wonderful job, did a great job. And I'm sure the faculty of law that's moving from UNB, it's going to go downtown into the old Justice Building. I'm sure it'll look great down there too. And it'll be great to have more connection between the city of Fredericton and the university here.
Efforts to save the Militia Arms Store have been ongoing for a while.
So 2.5 years we've been we've been battling to save the building. They haven't torn it down yet, but we're nervous about what they're planning to do. And I have to say, it seems pretty odd to me, and I suspect maybe to one or two other folks, that you've got this building that's in the most prime location in the city of Fredericton, arguably, focal point for the Thursday night market and lots of other things too. And nobody wants it. It's like, "Oh no, we don't want it." "Oh, you want it?" "No, I don't want it." It just seems a weird conversation to be having, and I have to say, sort of a lack of imagination. I mean, really? A place that's in the middle of the downtown, no one can think of anything to do with it? Seriously?
Was it apparent to your group right away, as soon as the fire happened, that you would need to do something to save the building, or did that come along later?
Well, I guess the point I'd want to begin with first is the Department of National Defense, hereafter all called DND, DND plainly made it very clear from the get-go that, as far as they were concerned, the building was a write-off. They had an engineering group have a look at it, and that was their report. So we looked at the building, and you know, I mean, the facade, particularly after the fire, was completely in one piece. Even the glass wasn't broken in the windows from the front facade. And it was, you know, that sort of central rectangle at the front of the building that we're most concerned with saving. So DND had this report done. "Oh, it's a write-off," they assured us, and we said, "Well, can we have a look? Because we want to see if we can repair it. We want to see if we could fundraise to repair it." And we'd have to have a budget if we were going to be doing something like that, which we kind of feel is a social good, saving old buildings, where possible. And we just wanted to make sure this was possible, that in fact, the building could be renovated in such a way as to continue to be used in a safe and adequate manner. DND made it very clear to us then and ever since that they will not let us go near the building. And this is, I mean, some of the people who are with me in Fredericton Heritage Trust and who are friends and colleagues and supporters of the trust are amongst the most knowledgeable, the most experienced people at renovating heritage buildings in probably Atlantic Canada, if not the whole country. We have some incredible talent here, and these were the folks that were being denied access to assess the damage so that in turn we could come up with a budget and a plan to raise money to repair the building. So it's been frustrating because of that edict that we're not allowed anywhere near the place. And I should point out that while visiting the library on more than one occasion, I've seen people going in and out of the building. So clearly somebody thinks it's okay to go into the building, but not us.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to This Week in Fredericton, the show that takes a deep dive into the latest news from your community. We're on the air every Friday from 11:30 a.m. to noon, right here on CHSR 97.9 FM. Each week's episode is also posted in full on our website, chsrfm.ca. If you have a news tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email at news@chsrfm.ca. And now, back to the news. Mowat said the city's report on the 11 Carlton Street property should have included discussion of its heritage value.
The City Council voted not to accept the offer of the building from the Department of National Defense, from DND. And as sort of a backgrounder, they had a couple of pages done by the city clerk's office, which should have laid out their position. Fair enough. But the thing that surprised me was there was nothing in that document that referred to the significant heritage of the building in question, or the fact that it was a National Historic Site. Now, I think those are salient points to bear in mind if you're going to plan to tear down a building or at least consider doing so. But it was really disconcerting and disappointing not to see any attention being paid explicitly to the significant role that the building has played since 1832, which is a number of years ago. Also, I think it's worth noting, and people might bear in mind, that the city has been quite active in fixing up, repairing, in various different ways, the downtown, the sort of central military downtown with Officers Square, the Militia Arms Warehouse, of course, and others. So this is a place where the city has been investing, and I think that's a great thing. But it makes it a little less obvious why, if you're pouring money into renovating this area, why not think about the Militia Arms Store? Why isn't it on that list of sort of significant buildings? Because it is a National Historic Site along with the other military buildings on Carlton Street.
Mowat said there's lots that could be done with the building were it to be restored.
I have to say that, this is a building in a prime location. So in both DND and the city have come to the same conclusion that they have no possible use for the building. That's kind of their, and by the way, we cannot foresee doing anything with this building. And that seems like a failure of imagination to me. For example, just to give one example off the top of my head, I think it's relatively widely known that the current federal government is planning to expand the military role of the country. And they're going to be recruiting. What better place to have a recruiting office than right in the middle of downtown, easy to get to, and not far from significant places you might also want to visit. But you could have a recruitment office. There's quite a nice little military museum out in Gagetown. Parts of that museum could be brought in as well, as maybe as part and parcel of a focus on the Canadian Armed Forces and the role they've played. And that's just a for example. I mean, there are different, I think there are different options we might be able to choose from if we knew how much it was going to cost, and we could then go about fundraising to acquire that cost, so there would be no financial impact to the citizens of Fredericton.
Mowat has not given up on trying to save the building.
But the city has been prepared in the past, as I mentioned, to spend money on this area, to spend money on Officer Square and so on. So I haven't given up that perhaps they can be persuaded if we can meet them halfway and engage in some negotiations on how part or all of the building could be renovated and preserved. Well, you know, it is a very particular decision that they're not going to take. They're not going to accept the building should it be offered while it's being offered by D&D. So they say, nope, we don't have a role for it. We don't want to take it. Our hope is there might be room to do a bit of negotiation around us doing the fundraising, seeing if we can afford to, the fundraising would be sufficient to enable the renovation of the militia arms store. And I haven't given up on hoping to have further conversations with D&D. I have to say D&D's been good in the conversations we've had with them, as has the city. But we're not giving up, and we're hoping that others will imagine that getting in touch with the council, getting in touch with the MLA, because this is partly there are relations with the provincial government as well, and getting in touch with your MP around this, the saving the building. Yeah, make noise. That's the one thing we've discovered D&D really doesn't like, is they reached out to us once we started to make some noise. And we've had good and productive conversations since then. But they haven't come to the conclusion that I want to come to, and that is to save the building and to make sure that elements of our past and elements of the built heritage that reflect our past, that they're going to survive and they're going to still be there in another century or more.
Mowat said you only get one chance to save a building.
We only get one chance at saving any building. I mean, once the wrecking ball starts to swing, it's all over, and no one else is ever going to see that building. And, you know, it, losing any building is unfortunate, and losing parts of the downtown heritage that are a National Historic Site is doubly troubling and doubly unfortunate.
Mowat noted the importance and history of the Militia Arms Store building.
Not only is it a crucial building and a central part of the city's core, but it's been recognized for the role that it reflects in terms of the city's heritage. Well, I guess one of its unique characters is it's the only wooden military building that survived. Fredericton, like St. John, like many places through the 19th century, was leveled by fire on more than one occasion. So they started to build in stone to preserve the building. So one of the significant things about the building is it's wood, and it survived at least until March 24. It also was a building that went through various roles, various repurposing, as so many old buildings do. You know, it was this, then it was that. So at one point, it was the home, the residence for the family that looked after the armory next door. It was for a while a hospital. It was for a while indeed an arms store, as the title suggests. It was a tourist office. You know, it's been a three or four or five or six different things beginning when it was first built in 1832.
When asked for comment on the 11 Carlton Street property, a City of Fredericton spokesperson said the city has nothing further to add on the topic. In other news this week, two Fredericton residents have been recognized with a Citizens Merit Award. Jason Young and Bruce Clark were presented with the award on August 25th in recognition of their actions in helping save the life of a young man in distress on the St. John River. CHSR ran a story on Young and Clark earlier this summer. In case you missed it, here it is now. The Fredericton Police Force will be presenting certificates of merit to two men who saved the life of an 18-year-old last October. On July 2nd, at Fredericton City Council's Public Safety Committee meeting, councillors unanimously approved a request from police for permission to award the certificates. The certificates of merit will be given to Jason Young and Bruce Clark. According to police, on October 4th, 2025, They were out fishing in the St. John River when they saw someone enter the river from the Westmoreland Street Bridge. Deputy Police Chief Brian Ford explained that Young and Clark immediately went and rescued the individual, an 18-year-old male, and brought him to shore, where police, emergency medical services, and the fire department assumed care. Police that responded to the incident determined that due to factors like water temperature, current strength, distance to shore, and the individual's mental health state, Young and Clark's actions directly prevented serious bodily harm or loss of life. Ford commended Young and Clark at the July 2nd meeting.
The Fredericton Police Force believes that the actions of Mr. Young and Mr. Clark clearly met the criteria for a civilian certificate of merit. They acted on their own initiative in the face of real danger, and their actions directly contributed to the preservation of human life. Certificates of merit are not awarded routinely. They are reserved for exceptional acts of courage, selflessness, and community service. In our view, this incident clearly meets the threshold. Recognizing individuals such as Mr. Young and Mr. Clark reinforces the important role that members of our community play in public safety and acknowledges the conduct that reflects the very best of Fredericton.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to This Week in Fredericton, the show that takes a deep dive into the latest news from your community. We're on the air every Friday from 11:30 a.m. to noon, right here on CHSR 97.9 FM. Each week's episode is also posted in full on our website, chsrfm.ca. If you have a news tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email at news@chsrfm.ca. And now, back to the news. The City of Fredericton has been receiving an increasing number of complaints regarding electric dirt bikes. According to the city, people have been seen riding electric dirt bikes on city streets, sidewalks, parks, and walking trails. Electric dirt bikes are not considered to be bicycles under New Brunswick law. Electric dirt bikes are classified as motor vehicles intended primarily for off-road use and cannot be legally operated on city streets, sidewalks, parks, active transportation trails, school grounds, parking lots, or other public areas. The city states that many electric dirt bikes are capable of speeds exceeding 70 kilometers an hour, which creates significant safety risks for pedestrians, cyclists, motorists, and other trail users. It adds that electric dirt bikes may only be operated where permitted by law, such as on private property with the owner's permission or designated off-road trails. According to a city news release, riders found operating electric dirt bikes in prohibited areas may face enforcement action under the New Brunswick Motor Vehicle Act, including having the vehicle seized and impounded at the owner's expense and a fine of $172.50. The city says the Fredericton Police Force will be actively enforcing the Motor Vehicle Act provisions related to the unlawful operation of electric dirt bikes in prohibited areas. The City of Fredericton is now accepting applications for its 2027 Community Grant Program. The program is designed to support nonprofit organizations and community partners that work to make Fredericton a more inclusive, vibrant, and livable community. Those interested in applying for a grant can do so under four different funding categories: Community Funding Grants, Strategic Partner Capital Grants, Climate Change Action Grants, and the Arts, Culture, and Heritage Funding Program. According to the city, the grants program encourages growth and stability of nonprofit groups and organizations while helping them to deliver programs and services that benefit city residents and visitors. Here's a little bit more about each of the city's grant funding streams as defined by the city. Community funding grants encourage the growth and stability of nonprofit organizations in the city whose purpose and activities align to achieve the outcomes of a more livable and economically viable community. A total of $342,000 is available for 2027. The grant must be applied to a specific program or service or used as capital funding for the construction of facilities or the purchase of equipment that will benefit the community at large. Strategic partner capital grants are intended to encourage the growth and stability of strong, sustainable nonprofit organizations whose purpose and services fit within the city's municipal mandate. A total of $312,000 is available for 2027, from which City Council has previously committed $50,000 a year in funding to the Beaverbrook Art Gallery Capital Campaign. Funding will support significant physical infrastructure capital projects, which must align with the city's municipal plan and program results areas. The Arts, Culture, and Heritage Funding Program is designed to encourage new projects or activities in the creative arts, culture, and heritage sectors through the provision of small grants to eligible organizations. A total of $107,000 is available for 2027. Finally, Climate Change Action Grants support nonprofit organizations in carrying out projects, programs, or activities that align with actions in the city's Community Energy and Emissions Plan or Climate Change Adaptation Plan. A total of $32,000 is available under this program. The city states the deadline to apply for all four grants is 4:30 p.m. on Friday, October 9th. Recommendations related to the grants will be considered during the city's 2027 budget process. To obtain a copy of the application form, grant policy, and eligibility criteria, those interested can visit fredericton.ca/grants-awards or contact the Office of the City Clerk at 506-460-2020 or cityclerk@fredericton.ca. Thanks for listening to This Week in Fredericton, the show that's dedicated to bringing Fredericton residents news about their community and the people that shape it. We're on the air every Friday from 11:30 a.m. to noon, right here on CHSR 97.9 FM. Each week's episode is also posted in full on our website, chsrfm.ca. If you have a news tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email at news@chsrfm.ca. I'm Zach Roman, and that was This Week in Fredericton.